This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, we meet a man who's on a mission to work 50 jobs in 50 states. First, though, for those of us barely able to land or keep one job, the economic outlook seems pretty grim now. But just how grim is it? It's a question David Leonhardt has been looking into for the New York Times, and he joins us now. And David, you looked back on some statistics from the Bureau of Labor, and what did you find there?
That's right. Well, unfortunately, the best statistics don't exist, so you sort of have to cobble them together. And the economists at the Labor Department were nice enough to help me do that. And when you do that, what you see is that things are really bad right now. There's no question about that. If you try to make an unemployment rate that includes not only the officially unemployed, but also some portion of the people who've given up work, looking for work, and people who want to work full-time but have been forced to work part-time, you get an unemployment and underemployment rate of about 13%, which is terrible. In the early 1980s recession, though, that rate got above 16%. There's a pretty big difference between 13 and 16, and it's a reminder, first of all, that this is not yet as bad as the worst of the modern recessions that we've had.
You mentioned that the statistics are a little bit difficult to parse here based on the way that the Bureau of Labor keeps these numbers. What are some of the challenges in comparing these rates of unemployment?
The main challenge is this whole question of whom do you consider unemployed? I think we can all agree that someone who's lost his or her job and is actively looking for a new job should be considered unemployed. And I think we can all agree that someone who's retired or someone who's staying at home taking care of kids should not be considered unemployed. But there's sort of a gray area of people who've lost their jobs. They'd really like to find another job in many cases, but they're not actively looking. And you have to parse out how you count them. Essentially, the Bureau, in its official rate, doesn't count them at all. But I think it's important to try to count a lot of those people. And over time, there seem to have been more of them, particularly men who used to work in industrial jobs. And if they wanted to find another job tomorrow, could in many cases go out and find it, but it wouldn't pay that well. And so they haven't done that. And I think it's important to try to keep them in mind when we're looking at unemployment.
Looking at the numbers, you note that things aren't as bad now as they were in 1982, but could it get to that point?
Yes. In fact, I expect it to get to that point. And that's the other point that I tried to make, that we are not at the bottom of this cycle. First of all, the recession isn't over yet. We're not sure when it will end, but it doesn't seem like it's on the verge of ending. And secondly, unemployment typically is at its worst after a recession ends. Companies are still laying off workers, and workers are still having a hard time finding a job, even after the economy has started to grow a little bit. And so my guess is that by the end of this year, we will in fact be at that incredibly grim point that we were back in 1982, where we have this combined unemployment and underemployment rate of about 16%. And even more than that, I think the odds are that if you told me, well, it's going to be a lot better or significantly worse than that, I would say, well, I think the odds are actually bigger that it's going to be worse than that. I mean, financial crises are really scary because it takes a long time to get the credit system working again. And so I think by the time it's all over, it could well be worse than the early 80s. It isn't yet.
David, remind us what got us out of the recession back then in the 80s, and is there anything there that we could possibly use now to get us out of this current crisis?
Well, there's not much, and that's part of what's scary. What really got us out of it then was that the Federal Reserve started to lower interest rates. The Federal Reserve's main interest rate was up above 15%, and it had done that in order to break the back of inflation, the terrible inflation of the late 70s and early 80s. The Federal Reserve's main interest rate is now at zero. So it can't cut it any longer. I think the one thing to say is that the Fed was quite aggressive about cutting rates then once it saw that it didn't need them anymore. And now the Fed and the Obama administration will need to be even much more aggressive in getting the financial system working again and in stimulating the economy. To me, when you look at these numbers and you think of the risks, they are a really clear argument that this isn't the time to be timid about stimulus and about restarting the financial system. We have serious risks and serious problems already.
David Leonhardt writes about the economy for the New York Times. Thank you, David.
Thanks for having me on.